The question today is, why do I get confused every time I get under strong preaching? Well, to answer that question, we need to know what confusion is as far as definition of confusion. Webster's Dictionary defines confusion as to put in disorder, to put in disorder. In other words, it means to rearrange from the original order that was given by its designer. For example, man was created in order in the Garden of Eden, and who is created by God, in other words, who is a God of order. Now, man became in a state of disorder when he sinned. Thus, confusion had its beginning in mankind there in the Garden of Eden after Adam ate of the forbidden tree. Now, the Bible says in Genesis 1:2 that the earth was without form and void. And that word without form is two words in the English language, but it's one word in the Hebrew, and it means out of order or confusion. In other words, we see in Genesis 1:2, the earth is in a state of confusion, if you please. Now, the rest of Genesis chapter 1 goes on to describe how that God, the God of order, goes about placing His creation back in order. Now, if you could have been standing on the edge of the earth in Genesis 1:2, And you could not have seen the confusion that was there or the state of disorder of the earth because darkness was upon the face of the deep, the Bible says. But in Genesis 1:3, when God spoke light into existence, if you'd been standing on the edge of the earth, and I know you couldn't, but you understand, then you could have seen the confusion that was there when light came and shined upon that condition of the earth being out of order or in a state of confusion. The light did not bring the confusion, but it just revealed the confusion that was already there. Now, that same principle is true in every man. He's born out of order. He's born in a state of confusion due to sin inherited from his father Adam. Even though man is out of order, he doesn't recognize it until light or the truth of God's Word or the preaching of God's Word comes and God's Spirit penetrates his heart and lets that shine, that truth shine upon his confusion and reveals it to him for the first time. He'll never see it before that time because he's in darkness. Man's in darkness. The Bible teaches us that. Now, the light didn't produce the confusion, but it just revealed what was already there in his darkness. 1 Corinthians 14:33 says this, "For God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all the churches of the saints." So that verse reveals clearly that God's not the author of confusion. If He's not the author, then who is? I want to tell you who He is. The devil is. You see, when He tempted Eve and she yielded, sin entered and man became out of order or in a state of confusion. And that's passed on to us, right from Adam, if you please. When the Lord saves someone then, He puts them back in order and gives them peace, which is the opposite of confusion. Romans 5:1, "Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." And so, therefore, we see that that's why God says in His Word in 2 Corinthians 5:17, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creation." There had to be a creation of putting man back in order. And that took a work of godly sorrow, Holy Ghost conviction, reproval, all those work together of sin, righteousness, and judgment to bring that person to that place, to put him back in order. Now, the Bible has much to say about the child of God. In other words, if one's saved, he knows his shepherd. The Bible said in John 10:27, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." Boy, that says a whole lot about a lot of people who claim to be saved today. They're not following the Lord, so they're not His. He's not their shepherd. Really, because He said, "They follow me." John 10:5 says, "And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers." Now, the child of God is not only, he knows his shepherd, but he's sealed with the Holy Spirit, who is the originator of the Bible. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13 and 14, it's talking about Jesus Christ, "in whom ye also trusted after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance, until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of His glory." In other words, as we see, man, a child of God, knows his shepherd. He's sealed by the Holy Spirit. He has the Holy Spirit living inside who will guide him into all truth. And he will not be deceived by the miracles and wonders that's even going to be performed one day by the Antichrist. Matthew 24:24 said, "For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect." Now remember, we've dealt with the elect before. It just simply means you're in Christ. You're saved. That's not some elite group out there. It's just those that's been an overcomer because they believed, they repented and believed because the work of God was done in their heart. So therefore, we realize, and note that verse says, if it were possible. It's not possible for a child of God to be deceived. I had a people comes around carrying a little case some one time years ago, came to my door and knocked on my door, and they tried to get me to buy their material and whatnot. And I told them a thing or two, and I said I was a Baptist preacher and whatnot. I don't know all that I said, but the thing about it, they said, "Well, I used to be a Baptist." I said, "There used to be a lot of Baptists that were lost. There's a lot of lost Baptists." In other words, that person was not saved because they had been deceived in the era. And God says His children will not be deceived. There will be many false Christs, many false religions come by, but if you've been saved, the one who originated the Word will guide you in the Word, and you, somebody said, you've got to be careful, you don't have the original. I know that. God doesn't want you to have the original because you'll wind up worshiping it. And in fact, that's why some today are worshiping the King James Bible instead of the God of the Bible. I thank God for the King James Bible. But folks, it's a translation. We don't need to worship it. God wants us to worship Him. And if you have the Holy Spirit, you'll not be deceived. If it were possible, Matthew 24 said, and it indicates it's not possible for a child of God to be seen. But we're living in a day where confusion is rampant in our world and even in our churches of many that claim to be saved. Now, why is that? Well, it's due to the multitudes who've made professions of faith without ever having the God of order restore order to their confused hearts. Therefore, they've been deceived into thinking that their profession of faith, or whatever you want to call it, is salvation. Some preacher may have told them it was, but it's not right. But then when a man of God, who's a light bearer, who's a preacher of the gospel, who's a heralder forth of the truth, he comes and along and he preaches something with power upon it because God's empowered it and sharpened it. It disturbs them and they become confused and say the preacher is preaching a new doctrine. Well, as a result, they blame the preacher for causing confusion. But no, I'll answer that quickly. It's not the preacher who causes that confusion. You see, as the result, they blame him, but the preacher didn't cause confusion, but simply was an instrument that God used to turn light on by using the Word of God, and thus the confusion was revealed that was already in their heart. It'd be like you having a room, and your child's got a pretty messed up room. Mom would pat it in order, but the child come in, messed it up, and somebody, company comes over. What you do, you go back there, you turn off the light in that room that's out of order, and you shut the door. And you don't really want them to go in that room. But if I was to come into your house and open up that door and turn on the light, I would see confusion, a room that's out of order. But I didn't cause the confusion. I simply turned on the light. And that's exactly the way it is when a preacher preaches the truth. He's just a light bearer. He's a light turner owner, if you please. And he doesn't cause the confusion. It just reveals the confusion that's already there. Now, some say confusion follows that kind of a preacher that deals with specifics of salvation. Therefore, they label him of the devil because the devil is the author of confusion. But have you ever examined the ministry of Jesus and the ministry of Paul? Everywhere they went, they stirred up commotions, tumults, and disturbances. The word confusion also means disturbance and is translated commotions in Luke 21:9, when it says, "But when ye shall hear of wars and commotions, be not terrified, for there, these things must first come to pass, but the end is not by and by." That word confusion is also translated tumult, tumults in 2 Corinthians 6:5. When Paul's talking about some things there, he said, "In stripes, in imprisonments, in tumults, in labors, in watchings, in fastings." In other words, tumults and commotions is the same word for confusion. Now, that followed Paul. That followed Jesus' ministry. And yet, they wasn't the cause of it. They were simply light bearers. They turned on the light and showed those rooms that were out of order. In other words, already the confusion that was there. And so those agitated by the light or by the truth, that they, the preacher, in other words, the light he bore, the truth he bore, and they claim he preaches some new doctrine many times. By the way, those that were agitated were usually the most religious, or they've made some profession somewhere along the way. Now, it's true, God's not the author of confusion, the devil is. Therefore, when confusion comes, do what Paul said in 2 Corinthians 13:5. Examine yourselves, whether you be in the faith. Prove your own selves. Know you not your own selves, how that Jesus Christ is in you, except you be reprobates. Now, many times it's a whole lot easier to blame somebody for your confusion instead of checking it out with God's Word. You don't even know enough sometimes to check it out. I'm amazed at how many of our Baptist churches don't even have enough understanding of the Old Testament to have a picture and a type of the Lord Jesus, who's a fulfillment of the Old Testament. Jesus said to the Pharisees, "Search the Scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, but they are they which testify of me, and you'll not come unto me that you might have life." So many times it's a whole lot easier just to blame those that do that. And the sad part about it is that many don't want to be bothered anymore, and they leave the light and go elsewhere. In other words, somewhere where there's a light turner offer, if you please. And then they hang on to their old profession, and they say, "Every time I get around you, I'm confused." No, you may be, but I didn't cause it. It's because, and some of you right now are going through this right now, you're more confused than a termite and a yo-yo. And it's not me causing that confusion. It's your house that's out of order, and God's given you enough light to let you see that what your profession had, and your profession and your baptism, whatever you have, your works and all those things that you call salvation, is not real. That's God's goodness to let you have, bring you to repentance. Oh, God's so good to give you that light and turn it on. Don't put it out. Don't push it aside, because you see, the confusion's already there. I'm not the one that calls it. God's not the one that causes it. But you see, you need to examine yourself. Know your own self. Except you be reprobates, is what the Bible said in 2 Corinthians 13:5. Now, the sad part, as I said, many don't want to be bothered and they leave. And Peter and Paul warned Timothy of such action in 2 Timothy 4:3-4. He said, "For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables." That reaction will cause many to wind up in hell one day. Matthew 7:21-23 says, "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say unto me that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works, and then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity." This is Edgar Lee Pascal, host of Ask the Pastor, saying good day to you until we meet again on the air or in the air. May the good Lord bless you, is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.